The Koi Gig Pod.
I'm going to have people with torches and pitchforks outside my door with this next question. But anyways, here we go.
Our version of the Ronaldo effect. You okay, hon?
I'm not good. I won't lie.
Subscribe to the Koi Gig Pod on the Off The Ball app now.
Football on Off The Ball.
With William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Kathleen McNamee here reporting from Carrow Road, where the Ireland squad has assembled to train the day before their European qualifying game against England. Speaking to me earlier on was manager Eileen Gleeson and also Aoife Mannion. Here is them talking to me now. Eileen, not your usual build-up week to a big important game. What were your own personal feelings watching the documentary and reading the reports?
Thankfully it's not the usual week. But like for me personally, deeply upsetting. To listen to the girls, to watch. Very upsetting, emotional, angry. As a woman, as a coach, the girls of the team, they offer full support to the investigation, solidarity to the women, and a real, you know, acknowledgement of their bravery coming forward and sharing that. But yeah, deeply upsetting experience.
How do you guide the team through that? Because obviously these players are not directly affected, but it's their sports, their organisation, it's people they've probably looked up to, it's all of that, and then you have to navigate that while also looking ahead to tomorrow.
Yeah, and that was a difficulty. I mean, I feel like the story needed to be told. We could have done without being on the day we come into camp, but we have to respond to that and acknowledge, you know, that it's happening. And so for us, the first step was to inform the players that it would be coming. That didn't land as a shock. And then obviously to offer support within the camp. We had, of course, David, CEO, and Aoife come in and discuss safeguarding and, support lines, anonymous support lines, transparency. And, yeah, we also have to acknowledge that, like you said, this is the environment that these girls are in right now. Some of them weren't born, so they may not relate or know anybody in it. Some will know. So obviously acknowledging the various levels there, and also acknowledging that this might trigger somebody and an experience they have, and making sure that they know that they can go somewhere if they need support on that. So yeah, so we told them in advance, then we met after people watched the documentary. We had the meeting with David and Aoife, and then made sure everybody knew how they could be supported, and then we have to draw the focus back to the big games then. So,
and have you found confidence in the response from the FAI to the whole thing?
Yeah, I think so. I think obviously we know time has moved, and thankfully, you know, there is an emphasis now on safeguarding. Do we all need to do better? I think yes. Societal wise, I think yes. But I think this, you know, highlights that we have placed emphasis on safeguarding and having, you know, an environment that people and the girls feel safe in, and that they do know where they can go if they need to report something. They do have an anonymous line that they can go to. And yeah, so I feel like the FAI have really supported us in that and have placed an emphasis on that.
Yeah. When you were in the director's role, would safeguarding and those sort of policies have come under it in any way? Like, would there have been those sort of discussions, just in a general sense, not even about specific incidents?
Not in the time I was in it, but obviously in the broader conversations you'd be involved in it. But safeguarding was obviously a conversation before I came in. Yeah. So those processes were already being developed and then, added to and constantly need to be, you know, reviewed and made better. I think that's the thing. But yeah, I think that role of the head of women and girls football, of course, safeguarding for females needs to be layered in.
Yeah. Yeah. And in terms of tomorrow, is the squad fully fit?
Yes. Yes, we'll all be out here today. But but it's nice to talk about football this week, you know, when it is two huge games tomorrow here against England. Our group is currently red hot in terms of, you know, who needs what from where. We have, of course, different needs from these games in terms of the seeded place. And then the other top three teams in the world are going head to head for the two direct qualification places. So yeah, I mean, like I said, our focus is, and you know, driving approaches to this game is to try and get do as much we can to be seeded going into the playoffs. And of course, England need full 3 points and lots of goals to make sure they're ahead of Sweden and France. Like, so.
Sure, someone needs to ruin England's party this weekend. It has to be either ourselves or Spain.
Well, I think we just need to make sure we have our own party and not focus on anybody else's. So I think that's the, you know, that's the way we're talking about it, and just full focus on ourselves and what we can do.
Yeah. Yeah. And in terms of what we can do, we obviously have seen, you know, those periods where we've played really well. It's been really positive. Do you feel confident going into tomorrow that we've developed that we can do it for a bit longer than maybe the hour, 65, 70 minutes that we've seen so far?
Yeah, well, I think that is exactly right. That's the benchmarks that we're seeing, the performance markers, and, you know, everybody talks about shots we didn't have and the goals we didn't score. We are playing against second and third in the world, so a bit of reality is would be nice. You know, we lost 1-0 against France, you know, second and England 2, and we would think that some of those goals were preventable, you know, that we should have been better in those moments, and we could have been. The Sweden game at home, of course, we opened up a little bit more and the scoreline was higher and it was 3 transition moments. But yeah, we learn a lot about, you know, managing the game in terms of how long we can go toe to toe in those more advanced positions, when we need to maybe sit in a little bit, when we need, how we need to manage those time segments. Because right now, realistically, we're not in a development phase to go toe to toe for the full game. Because
yeah,
that's why there's different levels in sport, and that's
yeah,
realistic. So, but we're trying to build on that every game. And of course, like I said, we're trying to get a seeded place here, and the value of goal difference is huge, given we're in a head-to-head with Poland.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that also has to guide how we, you know, approach both of the games. Yeah.
Difficult week for the squad. How's it been for you?
Obviously, we've come into camp on a really difficult note with the programme that was out on Sunday, the Girls in Green. A really difficult watch. We all came in at different times, so some people would have been flying on Sunday. I was in the hotel room, obviously I watched the programme. Really shocking and harrowing revelations. Our interim chief, David Carell, and head of people's, Aoife Rafferty, came in the next day to kind of echo the sentiments that everybody was feeling from that, and acknowledge how obviously, you know, difficult of a watch and terrible it is to listen to people's stories and to see what people have went through, you know, legends of the game like Olivia O'Toole, and also to emphasise that we have safeguarding in place now. We have policies, we have procedures to make sure that that safeguarding is everybody's responsibility, to make sure that these things do not happen again. Moving on and moving through the days from that, we've got so little time in camp, and so right now in this moment we obviously have to put all of our energy into the game. But the programme on Sunday and what legends of the game, you know, people have went through, it's going to be an ongoing reflection, and it's going to be something that we keep speaking about.
How do you mentally prepare after watching something like that and knowing that this is going on in Irish football in the background, and then also turn your attention to what is a really, really important game?
I don't know. Obviously, we watch this programme. It's a really difficult watch. We had the chat the next day with our interim chief, David Carell. And then, you know, once you cross the line onto the pitch and you're trying to train and, you know, put our ideas and our thoughts for the game going forward, you kind of put on your different hat and you go into your professional mode. But that doesn't mean that you're not, you know, we're not thinking about what is going on and surrounding and the context around this camp. And like I say, in this exact moment, obviously we're trying to prepare for our game against England tomorrow. But this situation and, you know, the allegations of abuse and what players have went through is going to be an ongoing conversation.
And how are you feeling yourself going into tomorrow? Just generally feeling fit, feeling good?
Feeling fit, feeling good, feeling excited. Really want to take the challenge of trying to get a result against England.
And what's it like coming playing at Carrow Road? I mean, it's a pretty nice stadium here.
It is a nice stadium. I've actually never been to the stadium, and I've never been to Norwich, so it's a few firsts for me, but once you cross that white line tomorrow, it just all melts away, and it's just all about getting the result. Mm.
And then just in terms of facing against England, obviously looking at the Euros next year, they're one of the favourites. It's a really difficult matchup. You know a lot of the players as well from United and also your time in the WSL. What can we do tomorrow to win / get some sort of result?
To win or get some sort of result, to use your words, we need to take learnings from the last game that we had. We lost 2-0. We had a difficult first half, but we felt like we had a really good second half. We felt like in large portions of the second half we put our best foot forward. We were progressive, we were front footed, we were taking it to England. The challenge for us is to see how much of the game tomorrow can we do that, and whether that is going to transfer into a result for us, and that's our focus.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.